these calamitous situations, these really bad situations, can really happen anywhere and anytime to anybody.
The predictability of natural and man-made disaster is often difficult to ascertain. But for one emergency response group, the use of technology and dedication to rapid response is improving preparedness and ensuring the right resources are allocated to address crisis.
This tool, Rapid Response, virtually you'll see, will help get the right information to the key decision makers at the right time.
Hello, I'm Stacy Darling, and you're listening to Innovation in Action.
The St. Louis Area Regional Response System, or STARS, is a regional organization created to coordinate responses to large-scale critical incidents in the St. Louis and surrounding areas. STARS' mission is to help local governments, businesses, and citizens plan for, protect against, and recover from critical incidents, such as terrorist attacks and natural disasters. The organization is designed around the Regional Homeland Security Strategy and addresses chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear, and explosive events, as well as catastrophic weather events. STARS depends on volunteers from the medical community, emergency medical services, police, public health services, fire protection, government officials, and many others. One of the organization's major projects is the Virtual Emergency Operations Center, or Virtual EOC, that was developed in collaboration with IBM. With me today are Nick Gragnani, Executive Director of STARS.
Hi.
And Mike Smiley, Deputy Director, St. Louis County Office of Emergency Preparedness.
Hello.
Can one of you tell me when the program began and how it originated?
Well, actually, it started in 2004. With an idea that we wanted to establish a virtual emergency operations center capability for the St. Louis metropolitan region. We were looking at different software packages that existed that were available. We're trying to decide which ones were the right one for our region.
Prior to that time, we had the idea of implementing a virtual EOC for our use in St. Louis County alone. And we pursued that. We did some of the research and looked at a package. And then just as we were deciding to go with that, our STARS organization looked at us and said, can you hold off on that, because they could see that the application really should be on a regional basis. So we stopped our pursuit of the application and that EOC concept and looked at it from a regional perspective.
What would you consider as the major components of the program?
Well, the virtual EOC, what it does is establish the capability to do collaborative planning, pulling the region together. There's 8 different jurisdictions that exist in the St. Louis metropolitan region. There are actually 7 counties in the independent city of St. Louis. And to get an idea of why this was a need, St. Louis City has its own response agencies. It has its own fire department, its own police department, its own public health department. You have some 60-plus police agencies. You have some 40-plus fire agencies that all have to work together when a major disaster occurs.
Some of the major components of the system, it's important for us at least, is that we have 8 autonomous jurisdictions all aligned on a common server array. And that's going to allow us to do a couple things. It's going to allow us to use the system as each jurisdiction sees fit, but it puts us on a common operating platform so that at any time we can more easily share data, share information, and collaborate on a much wider basis.
Can you give us an idea or an example of what happens when the virtual EOC goes into action?
When we have an event, an incident or something occurs, you have this immediate response, obviously, and you've got a collection of folks that are collecting data. And what's nice about this system is that you can start getting that information pushed back from the scene to an operations center or to an agency's headquarters. So not everybody that's ultimately going to be involved in this event has to be at the event to get a very quick understanding of what's going on. The system allows those folks to just, once they understand and learn that something's going on, they can tap into the system, just log in, and start gaining that instance, that situational assessment, and then start activating their own response mechanisms.
What I keep keen on is the need to be able to have a response system in place that can deal with the emergency no matter where it occurs in all 8 jurisdictions. Trying to get the tool in place that everybody's comfortable with using no matter what part of the region this incident is going to occur at, or whether the whole region is impacted by a major earthquake on the New Madrid Fault. That would be our Katrina.
The St. Louis area experienced some major storms this summer, which resulted in widespread damage. I understand the virtual EOC was very successful in addressing these disasters. What were some of the results?
The actual event took place after normal business hours, you might say. So we had a lot of the managers that typically come together to orchestrate and support a response. They were somewhere other than their offices. So immediately what we had to do is start gathering, as I said, information and start putting it in a common place so that all these folks that were away from their offices at home, you know, and various other functions, so they could start tapping in to find out what was going on and then start contributing, you know, whether it be tasking, you know, or ordering resources or things like that. So, you know, it gives somebody an opportunity to get involved in the management of a scene of an operation from a remote location.
Organizationally, has STARS benefited from the EOC solution? If so, how?
It's not so much that STARS has benefited, it's the region that's benefited. And that benefit really comes from regional collaboration. Collaboration prior to a disaster by using the virtual EOC for meeting places, for sharing documents, for exchanging information. And then when a major disaster occurs, if it occurs in one jurisdiction, the other seven pull together to assist that one jurisdiction, or if it's something that impacts the whole region, all eight are working together, sharing information so that we can respond to the citizens much better.
Can you tell us a little bit about some of the future plans for the STARS program?
Now we're looking to expand the system. We want to involve more of our external partners, being the utilities, utility companies, social service agencies, the state, various state offices, so that you know, we can broaden the net and increase the amount of subject matter experts, you might say. So if we have a need for something, you know, we can reach out and get that information much more rapidly than we had before.
What advice would you give to other regional organizations that are planning to implement a similar emergency response program?
Well, what you need to first do is to establish a working body or a work group that will sit down and discuss what it is you want to achieve, what it is you're looking for, and what is your goal and what your objectives to get to that goal. And then sit down and work with key people who can help you design that system, who have first operational experience in that task. In our situation, working in an emergency operations center, responding to emergencies and disasters, and then working with people who have the knowledge to be able to tie it together through the technology, the software, the hardware. And when I say hardware, I'm not just talking about servers and laptops, but PDAs, other type of digital assistance devices that can assist in building something like this.
This is a web-based application, and as long as you have access to the Internet, you can... with most devices, let me qualify that, with most devices, laptops, tablets. Now there are some PDAs that don't yet support, you know, some of the functionality, but you can get, you know, some of the basic functionality with what currently exists. You have to remember that the system requires administration, it requires maintenance, it requires sustainment. The last thing I'll say in regard to that is think big, you know, and plan big, because as big as you think you need it, when you start rolling this out and other people start seeing the system, they're going to get excited. They're going to want to know, how do I join? How can I participate? And then you're going to find out that you probably didn't scale this thing right. So move beyond your wildest dreams. You know, look way into the future and just double the size or triple the size of whatever you think you might be doing later, because you'll probably meet those expectations.
What has been the response from the community regarding STARS and the virtual EOC? Have you gotten any feedback in terms of comfort levels around knowing the virtual EOC exists?
The state of Missouri and the State Emergency Operations Center was able to see that data coming into the system, sitting there just monitoring it, which showed them the capabilities of what it can do, which has now caused them to start up their own instance of this virtual EOC that will also be like a partnership to what we're doing here on the local level. So we'll be sharing data with the state, and the state will be sharing data with us during a major disaster, which is a total win-win situation.
Anybody that's paid any attention, especially, you know, in looking at what happened in New York City and what happened on the Gulf Coast, should realize that, you know, these calamitous situations, these really bad situations, can really happen anywhere and anytime to anybody. And to think that these things just happen somewhere else and we really don't have to get, you know, prepared and ready to handle these things is just not the case. So they should feel, I think, you know, somewhat comforted that we're looking at the systems that are we're going to need to help us get through those types of situations, and we're doing the best we can at getting ourselves ready to do the right thing by them if they, you know, be affected by something like that.
Thank you for sharing your technology story with us today. If you'd like to learn more about STARS, visit www.stl-starrs.org. Thank you for joining us.